There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
The man with a gun over there.
There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Jerry Bader Show, 1007, the Buffalo Springfield. For what it's worth. Words which are never spoken in the song, by the way, which is why a lot of people think it's stop, hey, and whatever. One of the first, counterculture hits. Actually, it's got an incredible pedigree because that members of that band would form Poco, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Loggins & Messina. It's Richie Furay and Stephen Stills. Looking to where the name of the band came from, I once was told it was named after a steamroller, but I don't see that. Let's see. I'm not seeing. Named after a steamroller. It is. That is correct. Buffalo Springfield is named after a steamroller. All right, back to the topic. Before the news, Sendex grocery stores in the metropolitan Milwaukee area and in the West Bend area. In West Bend, they have a store. In the Brookfield store, they put a black board over a Milwaukee magazine cover that showed two women, their models, in bridal gowns as if they were brides getting married. And the story's about how Wisconsin is losing out on millions in the big business of gay marriage. One person complained, and they covered it. And then all sorts of people on the other side complain, and then they displayed it again. I'm saying, well, isn't this, how should we conservatives feel about this? Because we get criticized every time, or I shouldn't say we get criticized, but we criticize. We say, look, because one person complains about a public display of religion, you shouldn't take it down. Well, isn't this the same thing? Sean writes, God, no, they should not have put the black cover up. While I do get a kick out of doing to the left what they do to the right, I still think it's a bad idea. If the store's conviction was to cover it up from the beginning, that's what they should have done, but they didn't. So they told the individual that complained, sorry is what they should have done, and that if you're uncomfortable, sorry, but we're not going to cover it up. To Shay in Green Bay. Shay, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. You know, I guess I disagree with what the store did, and even though I am a proponent of traditional marriage, but I think the problem here is If the one complaint had kind of just drawn his attention to it, drawn the manager's attention to it, and then out of his own personal principles, he decided, well, I really don't think this should be on display. Well, then I guess I would kind of go along with him being able to make that decision. The problem is if that really was a principled decision, he wouldn't have backed down when people complained on the other side. So it just looks like he's coddling to one, and now he's going to coddle to the other. And I don't think he should be coddling to anybody. He should be making decisions based on principles. So it looks like he's just coddling here.
I wish I had something to give away, Shay, because you got it exactly right. That is. I don't have anything to give away other than my admiration, because you got it exactly right. Shay, thanks a lot for the call. It's not on principle. It's because one person complained. Now, I have more to say on this. We'll take Dave's call first, though. Dave from Appleton, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. You're still not comparing apples to apples, though. because they didn't remove the magazine from the store like they do the nativity scene or change a school name.
Yeah.
They just blocked so you couldn't see the picture. Pick it up and you can still see it. You can buy it. You can still enjoy it. They didn't do anything to censor it except cover what somebody felt was a little offensive.
That is a fair point, that they did not remove the magazine, and that's usually what happens. It's not quite apples to apples, I'll agree with you, but I still think it's pretty close because the point, Dave, that's relevant is the single complaint, and they acted. Although I will concede to you it's not apples to apples. Now, to build on Shay's excellent point, Jay writes, Jerry, you're right, the conservatives normally don't and should not complain about these types of things. What I find funny is the liberal argument. When we try to defend our instances of censorship by saying that people shouldn't be offended, we're called racists and bigots. Now that a liberal points out a point of view is being censored, they tell us to be tolerant. That's exactly right. That is precisely right. And I agree. But Shay's point, I think, is a very good one, too, in that this was not on principle. It's because one person complained, and then when a whole lot of other people complain, then they change the position. And now I'm sure they've got people hating them on both sides of this issue. That is probably all that they have accomplished here. Jason, final call on this. To Jan in Green Bay. Jan, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Something I haven't heard yet.
Yes.
Why didn't the store manager direct the person to contact Milwaukee Magazine? Because those are the ones that are offending them. Those are the ones that are depicting something that most people find immoral.
Well, yeah, that's what he could have said. But you know how it is. You have it in your store, and I think it's immoral, so I don't think you should have it. And as a result, Jan, you're right. What he did is he just folded. And then as soon as the other side was more vocal, he folded again. So he's not standing on principle, and that's why I think he can be criticized. I don't think he should have covered it up. Not for one person complaining. Well, what if it was something really graphic? What if it was two women French kissing? You would have had a lot more complaints. A lot more. A lot more. And as such, all right, now you got to look at it. And here's the thing that we'll never know. How many more complaints would you have gotten if it was two men? I'm going to be honest. Here's another reason I do not agree with covering it. If they had been passionately kissing, I think that would have been one thing. In this case, you're simply covering up the concept of gay marriage. And while I disagree with it, I don't agree in censoring it. Jason says he'd like to know if it was a woman or a man who complained. I don't know. I'm not sure how relevant that is, really. But I actually think that they just look like wishy-washy idiots now who blow in the wind to whoever complains the loudest. All right, straight ahead. This is becoming just an amazing mystery. Flight 370. If you haven't heard the latest, I said this is like an episode of The Twilight Zone. More and more so every day. It's 10:15.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.